In this week's parsha, Yitzchak gets kicked out of Gerar, of the place called Gerar. Avimelech kicks him out, and he's on his journey. And the Torah tells us that he digs three wells. It says, "Vayashav Yitzchak, vayachpores beiros hamayim asher chafu bimei Avram aviv." The servants of Yitzchak dug the first well. They were successful. They found water. The roe, the shepherds of the place of Gerar, fought with the shepherds of Yitzchak. They said, "It's our water." So they called the well Esek, because they fought over it. The second well, they dug another one, and they fought on that one as well, and they called it Sitna. And finally, the Torah says that they dug another well, the Lo Ravu Aleha. And this third well, there was no fighting. Rechovos. They called it Rechovos because it was wide, it was spread, there was no fighting, it stuck on. So the Mefarshim say, there's a nice story over here. What is this supposed to mean for us? The Ramban, the Akedas Yitzchak, the Menorah Samaor, the Kli Yakar, they all explain that this is almost a prophecy for what would happen to the Jewish people. Maisa Avos Simin Labanim, what happens to our forefathers, happens to us later on. Referring to the three Batei Mikdash, the three temples, the two that were destroyed and the one that's not going to be destroyed. The first two that were destroyed were based on fighting. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma that even the first Beis HaMikdash, there was fighting, there was disagreement amongst the leaders of the Jewish people. The second Beis HaMikdash, we know, there was fighting, baseless hatred amongst the commoners, us, the regular people, not the leaders. And those, gone. Part of history. The third Beis HaMikdash, there is no fighting. A time when Mashiach's going to come, gather all the Jewish people together, there's going to be unity, achdus. That Beis HaMikdash, Rechovos, is going to be widespread, even, clear, no fighting, no machlokas. And the question is, why? What changed? And the Torah is just telling us what's going to be. Does the Torah give us any hint to what exactly changed between the first two and the third? So there's an amazing diuk. By the first two Batei Mikdash, by the first two wells, the Torah says, Vayach Peru. They dug, in plural. But in the third Beis HaMikdash, the third well, it says, Vayatek Misham, Vayach Por Be'erech Eres. In singular, he dug. Meaning, the whole foundation of the first two Batei Mikdash was Vayachpur's pluralism, plural. He's doing his thing, he's doing that thing, I'm part of this sect, you're part of that sect. Those didn't last. But the third Beis HaMikdash, whose foundation, Vayachpur, the way it was dug, was in singular, with one unit, amongst the Jewish people, there's unity. That's the type of Beis HaMikdash that's going to be able to stay forever. And of course, we all want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. And once it's built, we all want it to stay. So we need unity. We need achdus amongst the Jewish people, amongst the different sects of the Jewish people, amongst our friends. And at every level, we always need achdus. And the question is, how do we achieve that? What can we do to achieve achdus? It's here sitting in our corner. That guy over there hates my guts. He doesn't even want to speak to me. I can't get him on the phone. Tried to deliver flowers to him, but it was rejected. What am I supposed to do? See, here there's a secret, a wondrous secret, that of course the Torah, in this week's parsha as well, tells us. Okay? And there's another fight, another big machlokas, which is famous, still going on today, between Yaakov and Esav. Esav thought, or he did, Yaakov stole the brachos from his brother Esav, which meant that Esav, his brother, now wanted to kill him. He hated him. So he had to run away. He was about to get killed. So Yaakov's mother Rivka says, "Go, va'ata bini in perek of Zion, shma b'kali, listen to me, barachlecha, get out of here, run away, elavan achi charan, go to Charan, my brother Lavan lives there, you'll be safe, and stay there." Stay there forever? No. She says, "Vayashavta imo yamim achadim," you should stay there, "anashir tashuv chamas achicha," until your brother's wrath goes away. Makes sense. Stay there till he doesn't hate you anymore. And then the next pasuk says as follows: "Ad shuv af achicha mimcha," until your brother's wrath goes away, "v'shachach esa shirasisilo," and he forgets what you did to him. The first pasuk says you should stay there until your brother's wrath goes away, and then the next pasuk says stay there until your brother's wrath goes away. Sounds like a typo, right? Why the repetition? So Rav Itzla Velazhiner, in his Sefer Pek Hadosh, and it's also found in the notes to a Sefer called Keser Rosh, answers this with a very, very beautiful idea. And it's based on another idea that he heard from his father, the great Rav Chaim Velazhiner. And it's also found, this idea is found in the Sefer Tanya. And that is, that if someone hates you, a way to get rid of that hate is by trying to judge that person favorably and trying to love him. That person, Esav, according to many, he was born bad. Maybe it's not his fault. That person has certain circumstances that led him to act this way. That person was misled certain information. We try to judge the other person favorably in order to allow us to love the other person, even though he hates us, in order for us to love him. And once we're able to develop within our hearts a love for the other person, he will automatically flip his heart from hatred to loving us as well. And it's based on a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Kamayim hapanim lapanim, kein leva adam." Just like if you go to the water and you look in the water, you see that an exact reflection of yourself, so too are the hearts of man linked in a way that my heart is exactly reflective of your heart to me, and your heart is reflective of my heart to you. If I love you, you will automatically love me, just like if you look in the mirror, you see an exact form of your face. And the same thing is if you love me. The way to get the hatred out of another person's heart is by me just thinking, I love him, he's a good guy, I care about him, I want his best. When that happens, I could automatically flip the other person's love towards me as well. And believe it or not, I'll explain how it gets, we see this in the Pesukim in a minute, but there's a halacha that is based on this idea. It sounds maybe a little esoteric, right? The Rama says in Siman Nun Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, that if you hate the Baal Kore, the guy that's leaning over there, make sure you don't get the aliyah of the tochacha. In Parshas B'chukosa, in Parshas Kisavo, there's an aliyah of rebuke to the Jewish people, curses that are going to come onto the Jewish people. So the Rama says, halacha lemaisa, if you hate the person that's reading the Torah, do not. Make sure, if they're about to call your name, you run really far. Do not get the aliyah, that aliyah. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because if you hate him, then we know, says the Mishnah Berurah, based on the pasuk, "Kamayim apanim lapanim kein leva adam," it has to be that he hates you as well, and we're scared that while he's reading all these curses, he's going to have in mind that it should fall on you. Therefore, since this idea is so true, that if you hate someone else, he automatically is going to hate you, make sure you don't get that aliyah. So that's the idea of Rav Chaim Velazhiner and the Sefer Tanya, that if we love another person as well, then his heart will be reflective, it will reflect our heart, and he'll love us as well. Now let's look back at the Pesukim. Rivka says to him, "Yaakov, go down to my brother's house, until your brother's wrath goes away." But how will you know when your brother's wrath is gone? How are you going to know that Esav, no internet, how are you going to know that he loves you now? "Ad shuv af achicha," until the wrath of your brother goes away, "mimcha," from you. When the wrath is out of you, when it's not inside you, then you'll know that Esav loves you, and you could leave, and you'll have no problem. And what happens? We fast forward to Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov, he left, right? He went to go visit Esav, and he sends presents to, he's with his whole family, they're on the road, Esav's approaching, he goes ahead and sends some presents, and the Pasuk says, Vayashuva Malachim, his messengers came back, Baru Alachiyach Esav, we got there with your presents, and there are a lot of people there, there are 400 men with him, and Ramban explains that Esav didn't even want to pay attention to him in the presents. And then the Torah says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. Oh, now Yaakov is very scared. It wasn't scared 5 minutes ago. Pasuk, now he's really scared. Why? Because Yaakov thought, based on his feelings, he thought he worked really hard to don the kafslas, judge Esav favorably and love him, that now Esav is going to love him back. All of a sudden he gets there, he sends his presents, and Esav doesn't want to look at his people. So now Yaakov is super scared. So what happens? Later on in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov goes, Vayishtachu Arta Sheva Pamim. He bows down 7 times, Ad Yishto Arachiv, until he gets to him, his brother. And Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld explains that what was he doing bowing 7 times? He was breaking all of the bad feelings that he had inside towards Esav. He was bowing towards him, trying to subjugate himself to love Esav. Ad Yishto, until he reached him, Ad Achiv, to his brother. Until he was able to get the Esav out of his mind, but to feel like a real brother. And then the Pasuk says that Esav went and kissed him. One opinion in Rashi, he loved him wholeheartedly. Amazing. Yaakov was able to do it. That was the secret. Even though the person, Esav maybe wasn't accepting the presents. He wasn't. He sent lots of presents. He wouldn't take them. There might be someone else that hates me because of who knows why, and I can't get to that person. What do I have to do to try to flip him around? Love him. Try to say it's not his fault. Try to figure out maybe who knows what the problem is. And try to burn up inside a tremendous love for the other person. Sometimes when everyone wants achdus, the way to get the achdus, they think, is that guy has to change. I'm ready. I'm ready. Here I am. Right? But my piece of the puzzle is open, but his isn't ready to go in. He needs to fix his piece, right? That's the way we all think. And sometimes it's difficult, and sometimes it's impossible, for whatever the reason is. But here we learn from the Torah another way. Forget about him for a second. Think about yourself. What could we do to love him more, to care about him more, to forget about what happened? Silly things. Who cares? The original hatred, the original machlokas argument maybe started off for the sake of heaven. We thought we were fighting the war of God. And slowly it trickles away to just baseless hatred. We have to try as hard as we can to churn up within ourselves the love for other people. And Be'ezus Hashem, when we do that, we will be able to turn other people's hearts to love us as well. We'll be zocha to have tremendous unity amongst ourselves, amongst our friends, amongst our family, amongst the Jewish people. And we'll be zocha to the building of the third base of Mikdash that will stay forever. Wow.